Kiss in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. And Tracy, I cannot believe finally this Saturday, girl.
I know.
We're going to prom.
We're going to prom. I can't believe already.
These old hags right here, Tracy and I.
The grandmas
on the group are definitely going to Madison West High School prom. So we're super excited.
Yes, we are.
We are super excited because we've had some phenomenal people that have been involved with this process for us to be even able to look good to go to prom.
We are so grateful because we've had Premier Couture with the prom dresses.
Oh, yes.
And then, of course, she tells us about Minetti Tailoring.
Yes. Ooh. Listen, you cannot have a fabulous dress without it being, you know, tailored properly.
Exactly.
And so we're like, we need to find someone. Because, of course, the dresses don't always fit to your form. Maybe they're too long.
Yep.
They're too baggy in the certain areas. Yep. So that's why we're super excited to have Mario Gajona, owner of Monetti Tailoring and Jay Hilborn in studio, of course, with your beautiful wife, Julie.
Yay.
How are you?
Good morning, everybody. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we're really happy that you're here. Of course, you're located at 3557 University Avenue in Madison. And it is very true. You've been highly recommended to us from Rosemary at Premier. Mm-hmm. And also we just stopped on by.
We did. And just niceness. I mean, so warm.
Yeah.
As soon as we stopped in there. I mean, yes, we would love to help you.
Very welcoming, you and your entire staff, by the way. So just want to say thank you so much for being here today. So it's really important that a lot of people, when you spend a lot of money on like a beautiful gown or maybe a really great suit, because you make suits as well. You tailor them, Jay Hilborn. Yep. Tell us more about who you are.
Yeah.
First thing I have to say, thank you to Premier Couture because... They were the people who sent me here. We do alterations for wedding dresses, leather, suits, any type of garments. I'm lucky to say that I'm working with a UW too as well. Oh. So working with athletic department, police department, or ROTC as well. And so all these people combined, they gave me the opportunity to work in every single type of garment. Now my new thing, what I'm doing is I'm selling suits as well. And I find a great company to work with. It's very difficult when you don't know who do you want to work with. But once you find out who can you work with, it's just been great. It's just been great selling suits.
Awesome. It was really fun to watch you because, of course, Tracy put her dress on first. And we have kept our dresses a secret from everyone until we actually go to prom.
Yep.
But you are very detailed, which I really enjoyed watching you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So I definitely concentrate myself to do my work. And I do have my wife, too. She helped me out doing advertisement, and she told me I should take pictures before and after. It is very hard for me because once you put a dress on, I just concentrate how I'm going to make it look better.
Right.
That is my goal, is how to make it look better.
Yeah.
I forgot about taking pictures.
It's so true. When we went in, I mean, literally, you can see the mastermind, like, literally. His eyes... All he's focused on is that dress. That's all he's concerned about. And you can just see the wheels turning.
Oh, yes.
And then how meticulous he is about every little thing. He'll notice. I mean, because I went in a couple times, you know, we both went in a few times, and there was something. Oh, we didn't see that. Let's do that, you know?
Yes, it happened. So I don't know if you remember with the dress, we have to do a couple changes because originally they did one thing and we have to change for a different thing.
Right.
How the original was made.
Yep.
So sometimes I have to improvise because I know what is going to work better on you. So the thing is, we have to kind of custom made a dress for you. That's what we're trying to do at Monetti.
And I also like the fact that, so even though, you know, these beautiful gowns are created, sometimes there are bits of it that you feel that might work better on a person's body. Like Tracy's, like you felt the zipper in the back needed to be switched out with a different type of zipper based on how this would lay on her back.
Exactly. And the hem as well, because nothing was lined up right. And we have to take care of everything apart and remaking everything was perfect.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just go ahead and sew, but trying to see the extra. something that nobody else can do or nobody else can see it.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And it's very scary, too, because believe me, I was married and I had to get my dress taken care of. If you don't really know where you're going, it's a very scary thing because this dress means everything to me. Mm-hmm. And if I just take it to some, you know, person because I Googled it and, okay, that's the person I'm going to go to.
Right.
I really don't know anything about this person. So that's why Tracy and I are here to let you know that if you are looking, again, for a tailor, this is the guy for you, Monetti Tailoring, because we put our gowns in your hands to make them look beautiful because we're up against some high school girls.
We gotta look good.
I mean,
we're grandmas.
This was. And then with my gown, it was really fun. I mean, literally, you know, I put it on. Yeah. I stood in the middle of your place. Mm-hmm. And then I loved what you did. You just took a piece of chalk and you started chalking the bottom of my dress.
Yeah.
And you did that because of why?
The reason you mark all around in the floor is because I have to be precise to make sure everything's going to be perfect. So after I mark, my note is going to tell me if I need to do like a half an inch or 1 inch off the floor. But this way I can be precise. It's going to be just completely perfect.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. I thought it was so fun to watch.
And thank you. You mentioned about the wedding dresses because
it's very true.
Let me tell you something. That 2018, last year, we remake about 30 to 40 wedding dresses has been altered in different tailor shops here in Madison. And they come back to me to fix those. Some of those are 3 days or 4 days before the wedding.
Wow.
Because the other tailor, they just give up. I say, you know what? I just cannot do it. So they come back with me.
Yeah.
Actually, Premier Couture sending. Mm-hmm. They say, you know what? Go with Mario and he will take care of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Luckily, we'll be able to do it.
So good. So true,
it's
though.
It's so true. And it's, as you pointed out, it's has so much to do with trust. You know what I mean? I mean, you've spent a lot of money on a dress, whether it be a wedding dress, maid of honor, whatever it is, prom, whatever. And you need it to be taken care of. You want it to fit for you.
Yeah.
To your body type, to your personality.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's correct.
Yeah.
So that's what we do.
Yeah, that is what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love your staff as well. Do you want to give some shout outs to them? Because they're so sweet. You guys are like a family, which you really are.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, you know, I cannot do this without my staff. You know, I have a great people. I have a very strong personality. I like those garments to do in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I have to say thank you to them because they follow. And thank you to my wife, too, because she's pushing me in a certain direction to do my work. And every individual person, they have different skills. And I like that.
Mm-hmm. I know. It feels so welcoming when you walk in there.
Oh, yes.
And the first time we went in there, I mean, we didn't know, like, how you were going to receive us. You know what I mean? Like,
who are these two chicks?
We're from 931 Jams, you know? It's so welcoming. And then now we've been in two or three times. And it's so nice. I love going in there. Everybody's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, of course, Julie, you can go. Yeah, we'd love for you to say hi real quick.
Hi, everybody.
That's your beautiful wife who does a lot of the marketing and all that fun stuff. What is, as a female, what do you see as far as how women react when they put their gowns on in Monetti Tailoring when they're complete? What do you see on their faces?
You know, it's funny that you ask that because we were just talking about this yesterday, weren't we?
Yeah.
Or the other day. Mm-hmm. About, you know, Mario tries to make people feel as comfortable as possible. You guys had the experience too.
Yep.
And it's so important because it's a pretty intimate thing that you're going into.
Yeah.
Always lets them know I'm going to be, you know, poking and prodding here a little bit. So I think that's one of the biggest reasons that people like coming back because they trust him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he wants to make them look good. And he basically, he looks at it as how you're dressed is an advertisement for him.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where did you get that dress done?
Mm-hmm.
That's a reflection of him. So it is kind of a pride thing as well. So
very much so. Yeah. I love it. And I also, because you're always looking good and listen to guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes we got to say to the guys out there, you need a little help.
Yes.
Okay. You can't just go buy a suit and just wear it and have the arms super long.
No.
The slacks are like way past your shoes. And that's why you have Jay Hilburn.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know what? I hear so many times when the people come to my shop and they say, Mario, can you help me out on this suit? I have an interview in New York. Okay. When they say I have an interview in Madison, they don't care much. I think we should change that. And that's why I start selling suits here myself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if we got to go to New York or Chicago. I can do make you look good even if you have the interview here.
Right.
And to change the way we dress up ourselves.
Yeah.
And the way how I measure those suits too as well, and the company, they give me the opportunity to work 3 months with my customers. In 3 months, I might make the suit perfect. That means I can just tell you the suit, okay, goodbye, I just sell the suit. I don't like to do that. I really like to make it look really, really good.
Yeah.
And the company, they give me the opportunity to do that, so I'll take it.
Nice. Well, definitely making us look good. We are super excited for Madison West Prom. We finally get to show off our beautiful gowns from Premier Couture. And, of course, Monetti Tailoring making it fit just right. Now, listen, speaking of fitting just right, Ms. Treyway has a dress on.
I do.
And if you continue to watch us on Facebook Live, you're going to show us how you would make this fit her a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely do that for you. Isn't I say nice? If I do some small details, what changes I will do and stuff like that.
Love it. That would be great. And Mario, I ate a lot this weekend.
Oh, she did.
So I just want to
She did. At the American Family Children's Hospital.
I ate a lot. So help me.
Help me, honey. All right, once again, Madtown, if you are going to a gala, if you are going to a wedding, if you are in a wedding, if you guys are getting, you know, ready to pop the question, you want to make sure you look good in that awesome suit that you, you know, are taking your lady out for dinner. You want to look good. Mm-hmm. And that's why Monetti Tailoring is the only place for you to go to. And we definitely love him as well. 3557 University Avenue, Madison. We'll put up all the information when it comes to how they can get a hold of you via social media. Mm-hmm. So Monetti Tailoring, Jay Hilburn, we so appreciate you doing everything that you did for us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having
me. Thank
you. Absolutely. All right, continue to watch us on Facebook Live because Ms. Treyway, get ready, honey. That dress is going to get a lot tighter on you.
Oh, Jesus.